another one, another episode of me banting and giving you guys updates, and also adding my 2 cents to whatever discussion this episode is about. I know it says just with Tamie Dee, but trust me, it might not only be Tamie Dee in the studio right now. So make sure you listen to this particular part, yes. And dive in, relax, and enjoy. And don't forget, you could also drop your 2 cents on our Instagram page. Enjoy! Welcome to Gist with Tamie Dee. Hi guys. I guess I should ask how you all are doing. So how are you? Oh my god, should we take it up personal? Like, should we go to that length to ask, okay, how was your day? How was your weekend? How was your week? I think, yeah, that's cool, right? anyways, mine was okay. It was stressful, but we survived it. And weekend is so short, like it's too short as far as I'm concerned. Come Friday, next thing we know is Sunday night again. Boom, Monday again. But what choice do we have? That's what we chose now. but I know a lot has been happening around us. All I would just say is get your PVC, get it, go and get it, like now. Don't let me come for you. But please, I am begging you, get your PVC so at least you have something to say to your children or your grandchildren or anybody. Please just get your PVC. But at the same time, a lot has been going on and a lot of us are just trying to be in our space. But while trying to do that, there was this quote I saw. It says, remember to live while you're busy surviving. Try to live your life. You've only got this life to live, so please live in the moment and enjoy it while it lasts. So with that being said, and if you're going through a lot, what I do or what has been working for me is I plug my earpiece or AirPods and increase the volume to the highest. Then put that bim bim song that I think would bring me out of whatever I'm thinking of and just vibrate and gyrate at least for that moment. And I close my eyes sometimes to go to my happy place, and that's just it. It works for me. You could try it too, and music is very therapy. What was that word? Therapeutical. Oh Jesus. To me. Anyways, so today we're gonna be discussing or talking about our papi and papito. Our papito is for the smaller version of papi, like the young boy or young child or something. I don't speak Spanish, don't mind me. But anyways, daddy, oh, anybody go near me, Ben? Dun 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 dun. Don't come for me. That's a song I know. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about all the gentlemen in our lives. And I sent a link for people to comment. Yes. And I got a lot of comments. So I'll be reading the comments and also adding my 2 cents to it. Is it fine by you? If it's not fine by you, still plug your ear and listen to this. Anyways, so this person wrote, my dad, I love the fact that you bring out the best in me. I love that we bond at every level. You understand me? I love that you love me unconditionally. Oh, you mean that? Oh, a lot. I wish you were here. You are still here, so I'll tell you how so proud I am to have you as a father. You are my icon. This is so nice. So I guess this person's dad is dead, but may his gentle soul rest in peace. Amen. Then this one says, the first time I had a midnight call. Okay, so it's not about papi. Anyways, it can be a papi too. With my best friend. it was so epic because network kept interrupting, but we stayed still to him. That means the gist was sweet. Anyways, when you're gisting with guys, it's like they have a very good listening. Sorry, rather, they listen very well. So the thing is, the gist goes for a very long period of time. You tend to even say things that you didn't plan on saying. Guys are very good listeners, very, very good listeners. So this person says, this person wrote, rather, the first time my dad apologized for being overprotective, that day I wasn't even going to argue or anything, but he managed to see and learned helplessness, and he apologized. I was touched, actually. So it was overprotective, and I ended up apologizing to you for being overprotective. Most men are like that, very overprotective, especially fathers. Like, you're my draw, I'm not ready to throw you away, come to me. They're very overprotective. Then this one says, you're very calm, sweet and calm, keep it up. Oh, she's talking to her husband. Very sweet and calm. Husband or father? I don't know. But this person says, you're very sweet and calm, keep it up. So if you're being sweet and calm, please continue to be sweet and calm. So this one says, or rather, this one wrote, or this person wrote, my dad has shown me what unconditional love is. This man legit stood by me at my darkest hour. That's the real OG, man. A time I felt I didn't deserve it. He made it clear that I'm always his daughter, in respect of the circumstances. He's my protector, my safe place. I have to drop the mic here. Like, did he drop my safe place? Who is your safe place? Eh? Who? Answer. So our safe place is our dad, and he's a protector. That's so nice. So this person wrote, I love the fact that my dad is always there for his children. He goes all out for his children and will do anything and everything to make them happy and satisfied. And for my brother, all I can say is he's just the best, and I thank God for making him mine. That's so nice. I have here, my dad is a disciplinarian and always wants me to not to make his own mistakes. That's what every parent is trying to avoid, and also to grow better. Though growing up, I thought he hated me. Welcome to that world. But now that nigga is my G, always buzzing my phone to gist or take decisions. I now feel like the first son and last kid. That's so nice. So I have here, my dad is a father extraordinary. Extraordinary. He's the type of father that carries his children along every time. He has always been a cool dad, and I'm proud to be a daughter to such an amazing father. My father is the best cook I know. Men, you see, most chefs actually know, like, on a serious note, most chefs are guys. They are guys. Like, I don't know why, but men can cook. I close my case. So this one says, to every guy out there that sorts bills for their babes, I really MVP. Oh shit, no, I added oh shit, please, because I remember asking my dad for something and I was pitying him, and I thought about it when I was in a relationship. If my boyfriend didn't do them for me, I won't talk to him. So I have here, recently my dad got so angry with my sister because she didn't tell him a financial problem. Like, he literally cut the call because he said, do you have another father, so why won't you allow me to help you? Let me ask that. Like, I have this thing in my head. Do you have another father, so why won't you allow me to help you? I'm sorry. That's just the thing I played in my head. But most men they're like that. Just tell them. They want to hear what is really going on. If I feel a little bit down and I look down, my father would keep asking, Kiloshia, hope you're fine. Is everything okay? Like, they are always like that. So just open up to them and don't worry. They would always come true. So I have here, hi, I am writing in respect of my late dad. May his gentle soul rest in peace. Amen. Every day around him was memorable. I was always happy around him. It was very understanding. You are always remembered in my heart. Rest on Dad. So I have here, you are lovely. You have a good heart. You are one in a million. So I have here again. My dad is selfless and ready to fight for a stranger. I remember when he argued with my brother for making me carry heavy things. You see, men don't mess with their daughters, especially. So this one says, I love them all. Another person says, my dad is always supportive and always ready to contribute to my progress. I love you, Dad. My brand, this is me talking now, you're not reading a comment. My first investment was for my dad. Yes, for my brand. I remember it really well. It was for my dad. So we have here, one time I went to my uncle's place in First Park that year. They always did parties back to back for whatever reason. We would now be doing convoy with the cars and be dancing with the cars on the road. These guys don't drink nothing but just I think that's Anakin or NSC. I don't know. Men, to the extent they knew, I'm suspecting it's NSC. They knew fake and original. Those were the good old days. So he had fun with his uncles, I guess. See, men. So I have a short story. This person says, my junior brother is very quiet. Like, most times I force him to talk. He's very shy. I mean, very, very shy. So there was a day we were going home from the markets. I know how Lagos market is. So a particular guy wanted to do rubbish. Before you know it, he said he would slap me. That was the particular guy. The next thing, guess who came to the rescue? My junior brother. He beat him. Aluba. For those that don't understand Yoruba, ask your Yoruba friend. Anyways, he beat him. And she says, guys, when they are in your life, you would enjoy it. And they come to the rescue and they are special. So, lastly, I have sending all my love and warm hugs to the world's best dad. The strength of your love and upbringing has made me reach this position in my life. All my dreams could not have accomplished if you were not beside me. Thank you, Dad. So, let me add my own 2 cents. To my brothers, my father and my uncles and my friends that are guys, I would just like to say I love you guys. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for always coming true. You see, my dad is a very quiet man, very quiet, but he comes true. He doesn't like to see his daughter sad. Yes, that's me. And as much as possible, he tells me every detail. Like, this is the plan. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. He tells me everything. I'm like, Dad, you don't say. He said, no, you need to know. And there's this thing he does that makes my head swim. So anytime I go out and let's say I'm coming in a bit late, by 6, if you start calling already, where are you? By 7, anyways, he won't eat till I get back. Yes, it does that for everybody, not just me, for everybody. He won't eat dinner till we are back home, and then he'll say his mind is at rest, and he will go to bed too. He would wait, even though you get to mass at 11. My father is sitting there waiting for you. That thing makes me feel like, I don't know how to express it, but it just makes me feel very relevant. I know somebody is waiting for me at home, and somebody is calling regularly to check up on me and to see where I am. So for my brothers, God, they are the best thing that has ever happened to me. I can't exchange them for anything. I'm the only girl with two good brothers, and I can say it anytime, any day. I love you guys. They come through. Ah, no. To be honest, I think I don't know what I've done without you guys. It's not confession time. I know it's not. But I just want you to know that I love you guys. And thank you for always being there for me. Even when something to touch my head, you're always there. Thank you guys. Then to my friends, for always listening, for always being there, for being my talking partner, for conversations we have, for the advices, I'd like to say thank you. And to all the men out there, we'd like to say thank you for always listening to us and for always understanding our mood. You see, my gender, that kiss, sorry, that story is for another day. It's a different kiss. But my gender, it's like you understand our my gender and you know how to deal with my gender. So we'd just like to say, on behalf of me and my gender, no, I won't do that. On behalf of all the women and all the ladies and all the girls, we'd like to say we love you and thank you very much. And happy Father's Day! Woo, 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 woo. Happy Father's Day. Thank you very much for always being there for us. So we've come to the end of this discussion, and to be a part of the discussion, you can do that by following us on Instagram at Gist with Temide, at then GISTWITHTEMID, at GISTWITHTEMID. That sounds so nice. I like that. Anyways, at Gist with Temide on Instagram, you can drop your 2 cents too. We'll be having a podcast recorded every week and dropping one every week. So please stay tuned. And don't forget, you could also be part of this conversation. If you're interested in being a part of whatever topic you see that is for that week, you could just let us know. So thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in. And please stay safe out there. It is really important. If you like the so-called night journeys, be very careful out there. And if you must stay out late, please let people know where exactly you are. And don't forget to leave while you're busy surviving. Thank you very much for listening once again, and stay safe. Bye.